This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. Our Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight this week has us talking boys basketball with senior Caleb Kunico. Kind of a milestone senior year for you this year, especially in the past month or so. So we'll start with becoming the program's all-time three-point record holder, passing Gentry Whiteman's previous record of 236 last Friday in the win over Orion. So, I mean, what's the meaning of taking over that record in the program for you?
I mean, it's really cool. I walked in there like freshman year. I was actually looking at the record book with Landon Wheatley, and we were like looking at the records. I was like, I wonder if I could beat like some of these records. And like the first one that we talked about was the career, threes in a career. And then it was just ended up happening. And I think that's very cool. Very proud of that achievement for myself.
Well, I remember going into your sophomore year early in that season, kind of when you started playing, you know, significant minutes at the varsity level. Coach Say said to me in an interview talking about you, he said that Caleb Kunico is going to be the best jump shooter in Rock Ridge history. So you've lived up to that hype, really high billing, of course, with the history of the program. So just kind of walk us through your progression shooting the basketball in your career and kind of the work that's gone into that too for you.
I mean, I've started shooting at like a very young age. My dad always pushed me to be shooting like consistently every day. And then about seventh grade, like, I got really good at shooting and then kind of just stuck with it. And then sophomore year, that was like my main role, was like, okay, if we need like a three, like drive, kick it out to Caleb, hit a three. And then like last year, it was a little bit of the same, but a little bit more developed, like more freedom to shoot other shots. And then this year, it's more just like, all right, if you're available to take the three, just take the three this year.
Yeah, and then the offensive game for you overall, I think you've really seen it grow outside of just, you know, being a spot-up jump shooter. This season especially, you've got to the rim a lot more, it feels like, some sets where you post up, and then, you know, knocking out some mid-range jumpers too throughout the season. So has that kind of been a focus for you working on your game the past couple of years, is kind of developing, you know, outside of just shooting from the three-point line?
Yeah, that's probably actually been, like, one of my main focuses, because to be able to play at the next level, I need to do more than just being able just to shoot the three. Need to be able to finish around the rim and shoot pull-ups. So that was big focus coming into the season.
And then also this season, you picked up your 1,000th career point a couple of weeks ago too. I believe the 13th player in Rock Ridge school history in boys basketball to reach the 1,000 point mark. And, you know, you joined some really elite company with some of the players that have done that over the years in the program. So have you had a chance to reflect on that aspect of your career at all, passing the 1,000 point mark?
I think it's really cool I did that, because last year when Bull did it, right after the game, he looked at me, he's like, when's it your turn? I was like, I don't know, probably next year around January. And then, like, Jordan told me, like, halfway through the season, like, how far is away? And I was just like, all right, I need to be able to get this by the end of the season. It was actually before we played UT, he told me that I was 112 away. And ever since then, I, like, kept the tracker in my head of how far I was away.
So talking about playing throughout the senior season, the final week of the regular season here. So, I mean, does this part of the year feel any different for you, knowing that your career at Rock Ridge is kind of starting to wind down, or even if, you know, you make another run to the state finals like you did your freshman and sophomore year, you got basically about a month left at the most. So any different, like, emotion knowing that this is kind of the last month or so of the season for you at Rock Ridge?
Yes, but no. Yes, because, I mean, it's kind of sad that, like, oh, like, I won't be here next year to play basketball with all these same guys I've been playing with, like, my whole life. But, like, I don't know. I'm kind of ready for, like, next year, too, getting to play at Platteville with new guys, new team.
And for you, like we touched on there, of course, there's been so much success in the Rock Ridge boys basketball program over the years, but especially the last 4 years when you've been a part of it. So do you have like a favorite memory that you maybe can pick out above all the others that sticks out as something, you know, really memorable over the last four seasons for you?
It has to be this year, actually. Just recently, like, my favorite memory that I know I'm going to hold with myself for like a while is probably that dunk that I just had against Orion, where like kid jumped with me, and then I ended up still dunking it, because Jordan's been like a lot like, oh my god, you need to get a dunk, you need to get a dunk, you need to get a dunk. And then I finally got one, and if you rewatch the tape, he went like crazy on the sideline over it.
All right, and then just as we wrap up with you here today, just walk us through what the outlook for the postseason looks like for the Rockets. I know, like we've talked about, a lot of postseason success with you in the program, so just what are some keys to going on another deep run starting next week in the regional?
We just need to stay focused throughout the game and stay to our game plan and not let what happened last year affect us this year, where we lose because, like, McComb shot really well from the three. We just can't go out that same way this year.
All right, Rock Ridge senior Caleb Kunico joining us on WRMJ. Caleb, congrats on the milestones you racked up this year, and good luck the rest of the season, man.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.